T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Join the PM team on the Permane Brothers World Tour. Grab your passport in any of the locations when the PM team is there and get it stamped at least 4 locations for your chance to win a trip to Florida. Visit the 93.7 The Fan contesting page for the dates, locations, and all details. Bob, did you hear what happened to Zeiss at the Fan Open on Friday?
I did not hear, but I saw a picture which made me wonder what happened to his face.
Well, there were a bunch of cardboard cutouts, fat heads, if you will, of fan personalities, not including you, which I thought was outrageous. And people were trying to hit golf balls at these things, right? Somebody stole Zeiss's head, if you will. And
why would they steal Zeiss's head?
I don't know. But his reaction.
Nobody can figure it out.
Nobody can. It's a mystery. But his reaction to that was to say, okay, I'm going to go out into the fairway with a baseball glove.
No, he didn't do
and
that.
A cigar and a beer. But a baseball glove and catch. He's going to shag the drives. So Ron and I are watching this from right above the tees, basically.
A couple hundred yards away.
And I look up and I see Zeiss go to catch one and it hit him in the face. We called it live. I think it's still on our website at 93.7thefan.com.
Joe saw it right away. He called it live.
And then he came up to the booth, and he's got a huge welt on his face. And then over the course of the next 2 days, it looked like his eyes shut, and he's got a giant bruise under his eye. What do you make of that, Bob?
First of all, those had to be line drive shots, right? They weren't little lob shots coming in, right?
Oh, no, they were hard hit balls.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Why would you do it? Come on, Paul, man.
Why does anything Zeiss do? Why does he do it?
I don't know. Cigar and beer had something to do with that, maybe. You know, go out there having fun, shagging balls, but it doesn't work that way in golf.
It was about 11 o'clock in the morning, though, Bob. It wasn't like he was all day long with the beer.
Yeah.
I saw the picture.
It may have gone on from an early day. I mean, an early time, Ron. He may have started at 6 for all we know, right?
Maybe. It looked like the golf ball was underneath his cheek. That's
how lucky
much
he didn't get a shade in the
eye.
That's
how much it swole. Yeah. Lucky it didn't hit his eye.
That's what I mean.
Have you ever shagged golf balls?
No, never will.
With a baseball glove?
Nope.
All right, we're talking about the confrontation in the Mets clubhouse between a Newsday writer and first the manager, Mickey Callaway, and then a player, Jason Vargas, who physically threatened the writer, Tim Healy. Mets put out an apology. It got us to talking about our own personal experiences. Pomp with Lawrence Taylor, unbelievably. Myself with Marlon Byrd, I had a little dust-up, if you will. Antoine Randle-El, believe it or not. And Ron, you've had a couple. Please, the floor is yours.
Well, I've told this story before. Dave Parker once threatened to kill me in the Pirates clubhouse. I mean, said if murder was legalized, I'd kill you.
I like that line.
You know that.
Why? Why did he do that?
He didn't like something I wrote about him.
Do you remember what it was?
I don't remember what it was. And I mean, but back in those days, who knows? You know, if he was thinking clearly, if you will. But I just thought of another one, the most unlikely one. Chris Benson, former Pirates number one pick, married Anna Benson, who was a stripper and an attention seeker. And they,
gold digger.
Obviously, they later split up, and you know, I wrote something about them, and she emailed me, and he emailed me, and then he's ended up with the Mets, and I get an email from him. If you have the guts, meet me outside the Mets clubhouse before the game tomorrow night.
I like that.
Well, I mean, what am I going to do? I showed up outside the Mets clubhouse. And Jay Horowitz was the Mets' longtime PR guy. He was there, nervous as can be. What are you doing here? I said, Chris told me to come here, basically challenge me. I got to at least be here.
I give you credit for that.
Well, what am I going to do? I mean,
not show up is what I might have done.
No. So, I mean, Jay, you got to get out of here. I don't want any trouble. I said, okay, just tell Chris I was here. And he goes, oh, okay.
So Chris never showed up.
He never was there.
Wow.
So he might have been inside, but he wasn't
outside.
So, and then, I mean, I never heard from him again. And then later, you know, everything I might have said about her was tame compared to what really happened with her. They were.
Oh, you wrote about her.
I wrote about them. So.
Ooh.
But she wanted it that way. She was a very public.
Oh, I know.
She wanted all the attention. You know, don't you remember she said, publicly, if I ever hear he's cheating on me, I'll sleep with everybody in the clubhouse. You know?
I do remember that story.
I mean,
now
she
that you
wanted
mention it. Yes.
That, and I commented on that or something.
But, something's happened here, Ron and Bob. There's a man on the line who I'd like to tease to coming up next, who claims to be the person who's hit Zeiss in the face with the golf ball.
Oh, boy.
That could be interesting.
The question is, did he do it deliberately? Was he trying to?
And we got to get this guy's name and address in case Zeiss is going to file litigation.
Let's do that.
Over that. Right?
Shenderovich, and Fishman.
Protected by.
Right? Eric, please hang out on the line. We'll certainly get to this story next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.